Hello?
Hi. We are conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to
ask
you.
I can't hear you.
Hi. Can you hear me a little better now?
A little better.
Great. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitude and opinions about issues facing people in the city of Atlanta. All of your answers are confidential. So let me ask you, what is your zip code?
30317-2155.
And what is the year of your birth?
1938.
Thank you, ma'am. And thank you for taking my call. What is the highest level of school you have completed? Or the highest
college. Degree?
Okay. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
What is your race? Are you Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican Republic?
No.
White?
I'm black.
Oh, okay. I was getting to that category. Black or African American? Thank you, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
And from whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president? Or were you not able to vote?
I voted for the president, the current president.
And are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta? Or like many people,
I'm registered in DeKalb County, but I live in the city of Atlanta, so I vote in DeKalb County. And if there's something special in the city of Atlanta, I vote in that.
Below is a list of issues. Please select three that are most important to you. I have crime, immigration, education, racism
crime.
And discrimination. Okay. Racism and discrimination, public transportation, jobs and the economy, traffic, inflation and cost of living, abortion access, climate change, and the environment.
Traffic and the environment.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. With the following, I would like to ask you, when thinking about the direction in which each of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? The city of
Atlanta.
Somewhat
satisfied.
And what about the Atlanta region?
I'm somewhat satisfied because I don't get to take part in a lot of stuff in Atlanta because even though I live in the city, I'm in DeKalb County.
Oh, what about Georgia?
I'll say somewhat satisfied.
Now, we like you to rate your feelings about some groups of people or ideas using a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you neither feel warm nor cold. Neutral.
Now, you say some groups of people. Are you talking about any particular group of people?
In general, ma'am. Generally speaking. And a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. And you may use any number between 0 and 10 on how you feel. Now, if you don't know or you've never heard of the people or groups, tell me that as well. Here's the first one. Governor Brian Kemp. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
I am not in favor of that group at all.
So from the number 0 to the number 10, what do you choose? You could choose any number between
not
0
more
and 10.
Than a 2.
What about self-driven cars, self-driving cars?
0.
Electric scooters.
Oh, I would give them a 4.
Artificial intelligence companies?
I'm not too familiar with it, so at this point I would have to give you a 2.
A mayor Andre Dickens?
Oh, he's a teen.
And what about Uber or Lyft?
About what? Would you repeat that?
Uber and Lyft. The transportation service.
I would have to say Lyft because just this month I've had an occasion to use one of those things, and I have used Lyft a couple of times, so I would be in favor of Lyft. I would
awesome.
Give them an 8.
Thank you. And what about the Atlanta Beltline?
I give them a 5.
The Atlanta Police Department.
Well, I think they deserve an 8. They're doing the best they can with what they have to do with.
Martha Buses.
Martha Buses, I would give them an 8.
The Atlanta City Council?
I give them a 6.
Martha Trains.
I would give the train an 8.
And how would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? Is it a major problem, a minor problem, or not a problem at all?
It's a minor problem.
And how would you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Is it excellent, good, fair, poor, or very poor?
Fair.
And how frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it almost every day, almost a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Rarely.
How familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities? Very
Not
familiar.
At all, because I've never been on it. I know where it is.
And how frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month?
Not at all.
Based on what you know and what you've heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
I have a positive opinion of it. I've just never been on it because I've been kind of... I guess I've been kind of ill. I haven't been able to be out and about a lot.
Well, would you say very positive or somewhat positive?
I think it's a positive thing.
Very or somewhat?
Very positive.
And what's the first word or phrase that comes to mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline? In your own words, in your own phrase.
Well, I think that it's good for the city of Atlanta.
It's good for the city of Atlanta.
Yes, because it's a different outlet.
And it's a different outlet.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you again for your patience, how are... Here are a few statements. After each one, please tell me, using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means that you neither agree or disagree. And 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. You may use any number between 0 and 10, depending on how you feel. Public transit makes it easy for criminals to come in my neighborhood. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
I would give that a 5.
Okay. And the other one says, the quality of Atlanta's roads is getting worse.
I kind of disagree.
From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
Oh, I'd give it 8.
I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system.
That's somewhat true, and I would give that a 10.
I feel safer riding Martha.
I kind of disagree. So maybe I would give you a 7, though.
Adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better.
Definitely not. I strongly disagree, so I'd give you a 2.
I trust Marta to finish this project they're working on.
Okay, I give that a 5.
Crime is a serious problem in Marta and Atlanta's buses.
Okay, I would give that a 10.
Which of the following statement do you agree with most? Statement A says, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off our roads. Statement B says, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problems by building out our micro mobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars. Which statement comes most closest to
you? I would take the B statement.
Strongly B or somewhat B?
Somewhat B.
Now, here are a few policies that city leaders might consider when trying to address the Atlanta's area traffic problems. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly prioritize this policy and what to see it implemented right away. 5 means that somewhat prioritize this policy and feel lukewarm towards it, and 0 means that you do not prioritize this policy at all, do not want to see it implemented, and you may use any number between 0 and 10, depending on how you feel. Here's the first
one.
Building more bikes, lanes for e-bikes and scooters. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
I disagree.
Prioritizing?
Strongly disagree. So I'll take maybe a 4.
Prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths.
Well, I agree with that, so I'll take about 7.
This other one here says adding extra capacity and trains to MARTA, making them more frequent and reliable.
Okay, I would agree with that. I agree with that, and I would give that an 8.
Expanding the streetcar system in the city.
I would give that an 8. I do agree.
Adding more security to MARTA stops.
I agree on that, and I would do about a 6.
Adding additional MARTA stations around Atlanta.
I strongly agree, because I think that's something that they are working on right now, so I'll give that a 10.
Adding light rail to the Beltline.
I disagree. So I give that a 0.
Adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods.
Okay, now I agree to that, and I'll give it a 6.
Repairing potholes and fixing our streets.
I do agree, strongly agree, and I would give it a 10.
Incentivizing housing development close to public transit.
I think I would give that about a four, I agree. I think it would help, you know, people who don't have their own transportation get where they need to be.
How familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline transit plan, which would place pedestrian friendly light rail alongside the Beltline trail?
I'll give you a zero on that. I strongly disagree with that.
Okay. From the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down? Not too familiar or not at all familiar?
Not at all familiar.
And based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
I support it.
A strongly supported or somewhat supported?
Somewhat.
As you may know, the Atlanta Beltline transit plan would expand 22 miles of light rail transit alongside the existing Beltline trails. When completed, the Beltline transit will link up with existing and future Martha stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. Based on what you just heard, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
I oppose it.
Strongly oppose it or
strongly oppose it?
Now, we'd like to ask you some questions about the Atlanta Beltline. Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is very convincing statement about the Beltline. 5 means that you feel it is neither convincing nor unconvincing. And 0 means that it is not at all convincing statement. And you may use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. Atlanta is growing very quickly, and we must plan for the future. Previous generations made a major mistake by prioritizing cars over people, leaving us with polluted freeways which tore through our neighborhoods. We must invest in projects like Beltline Transit, which reconnects our neighborhoods and gives our children a future-proofed Atlanta that can thrive for decades to come. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
I would do about a 6.
The city of Atlanta has one of the highest rates of pedestrian deaths of any major Atlanta city, killing 38 people in pedestrian accidents in 2022 alone. The problem will only get worse as more cars crowd our cities. We need to make our roads safer by prioritizing major infrastructure improvements, including Beltline Transit, that will take cars off our streets and make our streets safer for everyone.
I disagree with that. I will give you a 4.
All world-class cities have major public transportation systems that unite the city together, and Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, when finished, will give Atlanta the same kind of public transportation system that cities like New York and Chicago enjoy.
Well, let's see. I'm not really in favor of putting that rail line on the Beltline. So, let's see. I would disagree, I think.
From 0 to 10, what do you choose, ma'am?
I'll take a 3.
And thank you so much for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Once again, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
I support it, strongly support it, and I give it a 8.
And here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is a very convincing statement about the Beltline, 5 means that you feel it is somewhat convincing, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing statement. And you may use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. The Beltline Transit isn't going to serve everyday Atlanteans. Atlantans do apologize. But tourists instead. The train's top speed is 25 miles per hour, and it would only connect affluent neighborhoods like Buckhead and Midtown. We need actual transportation that helps everyday Atlantans, not others. This Disneyland memorial that only works for out of towners. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
I'll take a 6 on that. The public transportation is being attached to the Beltline. I'm a little bit opposed to that from the get-go, but I'll take a 6.
The Beltline train would lock in bad public infrastructure for decades, if not centuries, to come. As we've seen with our freeways, once these projects are built, they are never torn down. Instead of going ahead with an imperfect plan, the Beltline people should talk to more regular Atlantans and find out what we actually want and need. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
I agree with that statement, so I'll take a 10 on it.
The Beltline Trans is a half-baked plan, as best relying on a questionable quest that will take years to complete. Assuming it's every finished, let's look to the future and not to the past for our solutions. Instead, we should prioritize funding for e-bikes, scooters, and self-driven cars that can use IA to move people around more frequently. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
I strongly disagree. I'll take a 2.
And one last time, based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
I support that.
Strongly supported or somewhat supported?
Strongly supported.
The last few questions.
I support that, but I don't support putting a rail line around the Beltline.
The last few questions, ma'am, are for statistic purposes only. How long have you lived in Atlanta? Less than 1 year? 1 to 2 years? 3 to 5 years? 6 to 10 years? 11 to 20 years or 21 years or more?
More than 21 years. I've lived here about 70 years.
And which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight? Lesbian or gay? Bisexual?
Straight.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single,
a
separate,
widow.
Divorce, or? Okay. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent?
Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Which of the following best describes your current employment status? A full-time, part-time?
I'm retired.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. In last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources? Just give me your best guess.
Well, my best guess might be maybe, I'll just give you $28,000. That's not accurate, but that's as much as I'm going to give you.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your afternoon, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.